say, hey guys, so this week's cast is a little bit different, a little bit shady. Definitely not one for the kids. So if they are listening right now, I would tell you to stop this, have them leave the room, or put headphones in, because I'm going to be talking a lot. I'm going to be talking about a lot of subjects that are not worth it for them to find out about until you're ready for it. So I'll take a quick break, give you guys a chance to get the kids out the room, and we will be right back. All right, so we're doing the damn thing. Hopefully you guys have the kids out the room and all that good stuff, because again, definitely not a kid-friendly episode. Hell, I don't think any of my episodes are really kid-friendly, but that's at your discretion. So what is going on with this is we have some major issues with Phoenix Union High School. They have put us in a very bad position because when we went all virtual with the whole COVID thing, they issued every student in the school a laptop. Okay, cool. You know, makes it easier. Gives them a chance to go ahead and do what they need to so that they can teach virtually those kids that don't have laptops or access to internet. They made sure that it was possible. The only thing is they did not secure the computers. Like, seriously, come on, guys. You guys decide that, oh, well, we'll put firewalls on for our network. And even with their network, there is so much, like so much, that these kids can get to. And it is just so sad. Because if anybody was to find out, oops, they could lose funding. But you know what? I think this needs to become a public issue. Because I'm sure it's not just Phoenix. I'm sure there's other schools that have had this issue and continue to have this issue. But we'll talk more in a minute about what those issues actually are. All right, so the issues that we're having is, okay, I get it. Social media sites, schools don't feel that it's too big of a deal. Don't really need to worry about whether or not the kids can get to it. Not all parents agree, though. For me, my kid doesn't know how to stay focused on school. So why the hell are you going to let him have access to things such as Insta, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter? What else is there? I mean, there's a ton of different social media sites that shouldn't be accessible to these kids that are. And for those parents like me who don't want to have those issues, guess what? You've made it impossible for me to fix any of it, which makes it that much worse, because not only do you claim that you've got firewalls and protections and have these sites blocked, you've made it so the parents that want to block them can't do anything. We can't change any of the settings. We can't add additional security to it. Nothing. Yet you guys want to keep our kids safe. I call bullshit. Like, I legit call bullshit. Because if you guys were that fucking worried about it, you would admit, hey, maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe we need somebody that actually does. Or even better, let's give the parents a chance to go ahead and set up the securities that they need to keep their kids and their kids' individual needs protected. Nah, we ain't gonna do all that. Because why would we? That's just going to cost more money. Quit lining the admin's pockets, guys. Spend the money where it needs to be. If the money's not there, speak up. All right, so if you haven't gotten the kids out of the room at this point, definitely would advise it, because now we're going to be talking about sexual-based issues, things that shouldn't be accessible to kids, all that good stuff. So I will give you just a quick second, tick tock, to get them kids out the room if you're going to get them out the room. If you're okay with them being in, listening in, by all means. But I'm just giving you a warning. We're going to get kind of graphic. All right, final warning's up. So the part that we are going to talk about is the fact that if I was in a position of administration at a school, I wouldn't want any of my kids, mine personally or my students, to be able to get to any kind of pornographic material. Well, guess what? My child had to be the wise ass to go ahead and prove the fact that, hey, your guys' shit sucks. My kid managed to get to all kinds of porn, all kinds of shit he shouldn't be getting to. And, I mean, it's like, I could see if this was just his personal PC. I get that. I see that. Not a huge deal. But it is a school laptop. And based on the Child Protection Act or whatever the hell it's called. Yeah, I'm kind of not with the whole terminology and stuff. But the principle of it is that schools and whatnot are to take every possible, and when I say possible, I mean giving parents options, making sure that those sites are blocked on each and every computer, what have you. Okay, they're to take every possible measure in order to prevent anything such as pornographic material, anything that the child could get to, any sort of internet woes. They're supposed to protect the kid from that. And by not giving the parents the option, you're not only failing the child, but you're failing the act, because you're not allowing us as the parents to be able to go through and fix that problem. That act was put into place to protect children from predators of any sort. May it be themselves, may it be a pedophile, may it be just somebody trying to get their rocks off. Okay, that act is supposed to be protecting children from pornography, from pedophiles, from any sort of harm that could potentially come to them via the internet. So why the fuck is the school not allowing the parents to put on additional parental controls, since their so-called firewalls suck? I mean, Doc thoroughly went through it and could not do a damn thing. And if any of you know Doc, y'all know that he is a tech guru, can do pretty much anything. But given that, at the same time, it's to the point that even though Doc can get through all that stuff and put stuff in and lock things down tighter than a pig's ass in the cold, we can't do that. So I had one of the deans of discipline or whatever the hell his title is call me one day while I was at work, right before school ended, and he's like, "Oh, hi, Miss Pedrosa Whitford, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Okay, what kid are you calling about?" He told me which kid he was calling about. And after he told me what was going on, which his story changed from myself to Doc, which really just pissed me off from the get-go. But not only did he try and tell me that, oh, well, we have firewalls preventing that, he tried to tell Doc the same thing even after I told him that we both work in the tech field. Yes, Doc is much better at it than I am, but I'm getting there. I can do stupid stuff that he can't, and he can do stuff that I can't. Hence a perfect team. But how are you going to tell somebody that works in the tech field and can do your job better than you that, oh, well, nothing. I don't care what you put on there. My kid was able to bypass whatever bullshit you had on there and was able to get to these sites. So now you're in violation of that Child Protection Act, because guess what? Ding, ding, ding. You guys suck at your jobs. Moral of the story, if you're going to have a kid doing virtual, don't take a school computer. Because if you take a school computer, guess what? You're liable to have the same issues that we are. I would much rather my kid be set up on his personal computer, which, yes, my children are spoiled. They all have their own computers. But that's because, again, we are a tech family. We do a lot using the computers. But, again, it's the fact that I can control what's going on a personal PC or a personal laptop, whatever. Because guess what? I'm the one that owns it. I'm the one that runs it. I'm the one that puts the software on it. So, again, moral of the story, if you got a kid that is doing distance learning or is on a virtual-based learning, go put a computer on layaway. Get it for him for Christmas. Something simple. But make sure that you have control of the computer, because if not, you might be shocked as to what the hell your kid might find. Hell, it might make you blush some of the things that you see. Me, I've been through enough. Nothing really shocks me anymore. But we'll be right back closing up for tonight. Because, well, I'm out of breath and oh my God, this is annoying. Alright, well, now that y'all know what's going on and how it is, drop your comments. Let me know what's going on with you guys. I know you guys tune in every week to kind of check in on us, but me and the gang, we want to know what's going on with you. Have you had similar issues? Call the school out. Call the district out. Let them know, hey, this ain't okay. Y'all know how to do it. Info's in the description. See you next week.